You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Locked On Clippers podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Han. Today is Tuesday, March 28th, 2017. So the Clippers had off yesterday, and they're off again today, so we don't really have a game to talk about until tomorrow's episode when we preview the game against the Washington Wizards. And as I've talked about in previous weeks, Tuesday is kind of my craziest day of the week with class. And I'm also, if you can't tell by my voice, a little bit under the weather. I've been trying to fight off this cold for a little while now, and it's creeping up on me a little bit this morning. So today we're going to have just a very brief episode checking in on basically the standings around the league and the games from yesterday and what games to watch tonight that are relevant towards the Clippers playoff hunt. I want to give a quick shout out to Mr. Mirrors on Twitter, who I think has been listening along and kind of following how I've been following the standings lately, because he has started kind of tweeting at me basically the same kind of results that I'm looking for in standings around the league. But so in last night's games, the Utah Jazz managed to beat the New Orleans Pelicans, which wasn't altogether unexpected, although it would have been nice for Utah to lose. And we'll just do a rundown, because basically four teams that matter to the Clippers played last night. The Memphis Grizzlies lost by one to Sacramento, which is great, because that pushes Memphis probably, kind of into cementing that seventh place position. Oklahoma City came back from down double digits to beat Dallas by one. I think Oklahoma City actually went on a 14-0 run to end the game and win by one. So they were down 13 in the closing minutes, went on a 14-0 run. So Dallas, who they beat in that game, kind of had a similar performance to what the Clippers did on Sunday against the Kings, which is less than ideal. But it would have been really nice for Oklahoma City to lose that game and drop behind the Clippers in the loss column, but they won. They were able to get away with a win. It's a game that they should have won too, but it would have been nice for them to lose. And then the other game that helps the Clippers, the San Antonio Spurs beating the Cleveland Cavaliers. San Antonio took care of Cleveland pretty easily. Cleveland's been struggling. They actually, with that loss, have dropped to second place in the East, which is something that I think was kind of unimaginable going into the season. And who knows? I don't follow the Cavaliers closely enough to diagnose them, but I don't think they're in as much trouble as their record would kind of indicate. I think it's largely just trying to get healthy, trying to stay healthy with the guys who are healthy, and then for the part of a lot of guys, maybe just a little bit of indifference towards the end of the regular season looking ahead to the playoff run, since it seemed like a Golden State-Cleveland finals for the third year in a row is predestined for months now. They could just be looking ahead to that. And that doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to happen on either side of the bracket, but I could definitely get why they'd be looking ahead, even if it's less than ideal from their perspective. So basically, just a rundown in yesterday's games. Memphis lost is good. San Antonio won is good. Oklahoma City won is bad. Utah won is bad. That's pretty as simple as you can put it. Going into tonight's games, there's kind of a big one: Golden State playing at Houston. That's the only game that really matters to the Clippers standing wise in Tuesday night's games. But it's a big one because Golden State has three games this week. Two of them against Houston, one against San Antonio, and San Antonio right now is two losses behind Golden State in the standings. So San Antonio has to win that head-to-head game so that they'll have the tiebreaker and only be one loss behind. And then if Houston can split their two games with Golden State, if they can win one of them either today or on Friday, then we could get to the end of this week with those two teams, San Antonio and Golden State, tied in the loss column. San Antonio also has a tough game on Friday visiting Oklahoma City, but you know, they it's still a game that at this point they need to win pretty much every game or almost every game to try to catch the Golden State Warriors. So the real concern is finding those losses on the Warriors' schedule. If they're going to come, I think they're probably going to have to come this week with those two Houston games and one San Antonio game. So the biggest game is going to be tomorrow night, Golden State versus San Antonio. If the Warriors win that one, it's over. They're going to get the one seed. But if the Spurs win that one, then a game like tonight's and Friday night's between Golden State and Houston really, really starts to come into, you know, into big importance as far as basically determining these teams' seasons and who's going to get the one seed. Because in the Western Conference, with the way that the standings are, the one seed is basically like, you know, not to take anything away from Denver or Portland, but the one seed is almost like a bye. I think it would be kind of surprising to anyone if whoever finishes eighth place in the West is able to take a game off of whoever finishes first. Maybe one game, but not more than one. Whereas there's just up through seventh, every team is good. Memphis, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, the Jazz, the Rockets, the Spurs, the Warriors. Those are seven really good NBA teams. The eighth place team is going to come in finishing under 500. So, just as far as, you know, kind of having an easy first round and feeling confident going into the second round and healthy and rested and not having to play a tough seven game series, that's a big deal. I mean, look at San Antonio. Would you rather play Denver or Memphis? If you're the Warriors, would you rather play Portland or Memphis? You know, Memphis is a really good team, so that it does matter a little bit for first round matchups from those teams' perspective, so they have incentive to go for it. And in an eventual Western Conference Finals between the two of those teams, if they both make it all the way through, whoever finishes in first place would have home court advantage, which is obviously a nice advantage in a tough, close series. From the Clippers' perspective, it matters because they still right now seem most likely to finish fourth or fifth, although sixth place is a possibility at this point. But with the Clippers most likely to finish fourth or fifth, and the eight seed being as weak as I just detailed, they're probably going to play whoever finishes first in the second round because they probably would be the favorites to get past Utah considering how they've dominated that matchup recently. So obviously for the Clippers, you'd rather play San Antonio than Golden State just because Golden State, I mean, the Clippers just can't play basketball against the Golden State Warriors. So that's a big thing to watch this week, I think, even more so than the Clippers' battle for seeding, although you definitely don't want the Clippers to slide down to sixth, but even more so than the Clippers' battle for seeding, I'm going to be watching very closely to see if Golden State can lose two or three games this week to start to give San Antonio a little bit of edge in the standings and make this race for the one seed a little more competitive. Right now, San Antonio's two losses out, which is like, it's not over, but with just a handful of games left in the season, two losses is kind of big with only nine games left in the season. So we'll see. That's the big thing to watch, in my opinion. That's going to do it for this episode. I know it's super short. I'm sorry about that, but I can already feel my voice going just as we reach the 9 minute mark. So as always, we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode on Wednesday talking about the Clippers Wizards. Hopefully I have a little more vocal stamina by then. And then we're here Monday through Friday every week, so we'll have a couple more episodes this week after that Wednesday episode. As always, if you have any feedback, you can tweet me at LucasJHan or email me lhan.clipsnation@gmail.com. You can just chat about the Clippers and follow our Clippers coverage at ClipsNationSBN on Twitter, clipsnation.com, or by typing ClipsNation in the Facebook search bar and clicking like. Thanks for listening, guys. This is Lucas Hand signing off for Locked On Clippers.